God's thought conceived in you. He said, close the door to block out the distractions. The reason people close their eyes when they, quote, pray, when they're talking to God or when they're praising God is to shut out the other stuff. It's not so they can see God better. It's so you don't see all the distraction that goes on, because the distraction keeps you from being able to enter into that kingdom. So you go and you sit down and you close the door and say, Father, you're not here, you're here. And I'm just getting to the place off by myself. I mean, it doesn't have to be. Where I am purposefully, by faith, through faith, out from faith, because of your word that brings that faith, those thoughts in my mind, I am going to enter into your kingdom. I'm going to see what it is that you want. I'm going to see what it is that you're requiring. I'm going to see revelation out from you. I'm going to gain the wisdom so that I'll know what to do. And I'm going to enjoy spending this time with you. Not that you're here in the room. You are here within me. The kingdom of God is not out there. The kingdom of God is in here. His kingdom literally is inside you. And comes back down. Remember a few weeks ago, I'll go a little more, I'll stop. A few weeks ago, I was sharing with you Psalm 91. Jill and I were talking about it the other day. I've changed that psalm to be me speaking to God, making declarations, decades ago. But I was prompted, I remember, January of 2020. Spirit of God said, you're going to do this every day. So every day when I get up, first thing, I go through the 91st Psalm. And you remember what I told you, I've shared with you several things. One was, God, I got to go through the whole thing in my mind. And Scott asked me about it. The destroyer. Where am I? Can't remember what, I've changed it for so long, I can't remember what the King James says. Anyway, I'll come back there. The snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. I tread upon the dragon. And that's what it was. Tread upon the lion and the dragon, the snake. And when I dug into those words in the Hebrew, and now it comes out, I tread upon the roaring one and the deceiver, the divider and the destroyer. When you dig down into those words, that's a better picture. And that's true. That's what you do. Tread upon the roaring one. Remember, the enemy goes around as a roaring lion seeking to devour. The roaring one and the deceiver. He is the deceiver. The divider, he is the one divide and conquer. That's his thing. And destroyer. When it gets back to the snare of the fowler, just the same way that that came to me, the snare of the fowler came to me the other day. All of a sudden, after literally every single day, as far as I know, for over 5 years now, I've said this, and I'm thinking snare of the fowler. Snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. I'm not being chased by a bird hunter, you know? And what's a noisome pestilence anyway? And I remember, I think I mentioned this to you several weeks ago. Scott and I talked about that years ago, but it finally, all of it came out. And the short thing is, a snare is a trap. The fowler, in this case, he would be a bird hunter, but the fowler is the one, the trapper. Okay? He's the one going about trying to trap. And the noise of pestilence is exactly that picture that you should get in your head. It's the noise in your head. It's all of those thoughts that, remember, God has thoughts, we have thoughts, the enemy manipulates thoughts. The enemy's trying to mess with your head by putting those thoughts and manipulating the thoughts that are there. And so now, after all these years still, when I started going, wait a minute, not the snare of fowler and noise of pestilence. I'm delivered from the enemy's traps. And I know what that is. It's the noise that goes on in my head. It's all those thoughts, right? Now, I said all that to say this. When we're talking about entering into the kingdom, seeing the kingdom with your mind, entering into the kingdom with the thoughts coming to mind, they are his thoughts into your mind so that you and he become of the same mind. And that is called experiential knowledge. In that experience, when you are experiencing that knowledge, you become of the same mind as faith formed in you, right? So that's why Paul said you got to cast those thoughts down. You got to pay attention to those thoughts, because if they ain't right, throw them out. They have to be lined up with God. That's how you enter into the kingdom. You allow that picture to be formed in you. You allow his words to come into you, his thoughts. Usually, sometimes they come as words. Sometimes, often, they'll just come as pictures. You'll just see it. And when you see it, you know it. And the thing is, just like everything else, we don't usually start off being perfect. Right? Y'all, have I gone too long? Y'all, it's not perfect. Have faith in God. Understand that he's bigger than your mistakes. And understand how pleased, just like a father, he is with you when you realize the revelation, when you acknowledge the revelation that Jesus, by his Spirit, the Spirit of God, he is living in you. And that you are operating off of what he said. And then you get down to 2 Corinthians 5, 7. We walk by faith and not by sight, is the way we look at it. Literally, peripateo means to walk around. Some translations say we live by. No, you walk around through faith and not through sight, not by appearance, not by what you're looking at. This is what we're talking about. The kingdom is within you. Jesus is within you. You don't go by, Isaiah the 11th chapter, I believe it's the third verse. That whole thing starts off talking about the root of Jesse, the root that's going to come out from Jesse, that's Jesus. And how he doesn't judge according to his eyes see or his ears hear, right? Jesus quoted that same thing and said the same thing to the people he was talking to. Don't be looking at the appearance, the actual things that you see or are aware of around you. It's what's within you that you pay attention to and that you are led by, because the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. Y'all stand up, we'll be through. Father, I thank you so much for your word this morning. I believe that the wisdom and revelation and the building the knowledge of you is conveyed to these people. That they can see that it's simply true. And we can walk around through faith out from you. Hallelujah.